This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, your phone calls are starting right now. And then we have the amazing, really smart guy, really interesting, Google whistleblower joining us, coming up at the bottom of this hour. We'll have open phones then as well. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news, but when we start the next segment, I'm going to play that clip of the Young Turks host, also the nephew of the head of the Young Turks. The Young Turks is the name of a anti-Christian genocide movement of brown shirts that Hitler actually modeled the brown shirts off of. You can't make this up. Hitler, along with a lot of his top people, are actually anti-Christian. And that's a fact. I've read the books they wrote. Okay. Ludendorff. Look up Ludendorff, Hitler's number two for a long time. Literally ran a cult that was anti-Christian. But I'm digressing. I'm going to play this clip. It is just monstrously sickening. And the venom, it brings my venom out. And so the Young Turks think we're all stupid when that demonic toad, Sinker Poopy, or whatever his name is, struts around, hops around, all propped up by Google. It's such an honor to be blacklisted by that scum. Such an honor to be lied about by such filth. Sinks called me the worst person in the world. Sorry, I'm already getting to it now. I'm so good to have the scum of the earth say that I'm the worst person in the world. What I am is your worst nightmare, filth, because I see you and I will not back down. And you know we're winning, don't you? We're awake now. Just like Grendel tore the arm. You're going to find out. Not physical, though. Spiritual. It's like Beowulf got a hold of that arm. No matter what Grendel did, it got torn out of the socket, and you can feel it just coming out. And you're going to go creep back to mommy. We're going to follow you right back to mommy. You get your milk. Funded by Gulf War and Gulf State dictators. What a nice man. And he sees America as this big, fat, juicy pig he can just sink his teeth into, a big, juicy meal. He knows we're asleep, and he can have his way with us. We have morals, and we have compassion, and we have buttons he can push. Those little predator gleaming eyes. And he's with the establishment. He's better than us. He'll show us, won't he? All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We'll go to Josh and Doug next segment. Let's talk to Brandon first in Texas. Brandon, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex, and I pray to God for you every night.
Thank you. I need it.
Are out here. Absolutely. Listen, my biggest takeaway from this Dr. Robert Epstein and the wonderful Zach Voorhees, okay, is that while it's wonderful that we have the vehicle toward prosecution, that is the election meddling element of the whole Google expose, the biggest takeaway is the question of, are you brainwashed? We now have indisputable evidence that if you follow the left and you follow the narrative of whites are inherently bad or America sucks, then guess what? You're brainwashed, literally.
I mean, that's it. And you know, even on Bill Maher's show, even the Democrats are having to admit, wow, the anti-white thing we've done in the U.S. has been so potent. It's now spread to everyone hating Israel because they're whiter. And it's just, it's insane. Whites are only 9% of the world's population. And let's just say it, everybody's trying to get in our countries. And there's a simple reason. We got Christianity. We were living, you know, in the trees and in the caves, like the, you know, new black Israelites like to joke. And it's true. I mean, had high IQs, smart people, but we were, you know, living like savages, like in Africa, because we were not Christian. The minute we got it, we went straight to the moon. And, you know, that's what we need is, like, got milk, got Jesus. That's what produces success, and that's what's going to unify the planet together under Christ. It's the only way we're not going to destroy ourselves. Doesn't mean we're going to force you to serve Christ. Christ doesn't do that. But the door is always open. The way is Jesus of Nazareth. That is the global unification. The Antichrist will have his counterfeit first. Then we will have the true global unification, world order under Jesus Christ. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
His name is Hassan. He's funded by Gulf dictators, hundreds of millions, George Soros and Google. He wears jackets that say fascist and has a club in his hand. He's a young Turk. They tasted the blood of 1.5 million Christian Armenians. And they'll taste man flesh again. If they have their way, bow, submit, turn your weapons in to the nephew of Turd Breath, Sink Turd Breath, Hassan Pecker. Can't make up that name. That's his name, Hassan Pecker. And if you're a radio listener, you can't see it. He's got his red stars, his Antifa flags, his communist flags, and he's got his baseball bat, and he's going to call you a fascist, even though he's funded by the Nazi collaborator George Soros, and he's going to attack your daughter like they did out in Oregon. He's going to chase women down. That's what he's pushing, and uninterrupted for the Young Turks members. And this is the sexy death porn. The sexy terror porn. And their desperation as America's pulse comes back and as we stand up against the Chi-Coms and defend the Second Amendment and rediscover God and family. Hassan Pecker of the Young Turks declares that America deserved 9/11, close quote, praises brave soldier who took Representative Crenshaw's eye. Isn't that just darling? Oh, when you go to a Young Turds event, they always go where there's a big crowd because they don't have any viewers, but it's a Google set. It'll be the Google event. So let's hear from Mr. Pecker. Here he is.
This is so insane.
Oh, hit pause. Hit pause. Back it up. I forgot. He's real jealous that Joe Rogan, who, by the way, is a super libertarian right-winger, he just knows how to, survive in L.A., I guess. Really smart guy. So I get mad at Joe because he's as smart as I am or smarter. He knows all this stuff, obsessed with it. He knows more than I do in some cases. And he plays dumb. And I told him to his face. But anyways, he has the congressman on, and Pecker is mad that he has this tiny audience. So he thinks, well, I'll attack him and say something really scandalous. And then all the meth heads and child molesters that watch my show, literally, they'll think I'm powerful. Oh, you're such a big man, Hassan. I mean, look at Hassan's flabby arms. I bet he's got some big old giant bitch tits. I'm sorry, it's family show. Just go ahead and roll this.
This is so insane. America deserved 9/11, dude. F*** it. I'm saying it.
We're there to partner with them. We're not there doing our own thing. We're there partnering and training
in a video game.
Equipping and enhancing their capabilities. So that's part of what we're doing. And the other part is just knowledge. We want to know what's happening.
Like we totally brought it on ourselves, dude. Holy s***. We did. We did in a video game, whatever, hypothetically, politically.
Hey, pause again.
We did, man.
Back it up 10 seconds. Oh, like the Armenians deserved because they were there before the Muslims took over Constantinople and then you drove them into the mountains. But because they were Christian, they became still super wealthy because they were such good people. And so you're named after the group that murdered them. And you've got a club and you say you're coming for us. But let's continue with this psychopathic worm. Here he is.
We f***ing did, man. We did. Holy f***. Holy f***.
He's so intellectual.
Look at the way that this dipshit is running his f***ing mouth. Justifying genocide right now. Like, how is this, how is anything I'm saying controversial? Like, we f***ing fund the people who did 9/11. Still to this day. Donald Trump literally went on national television and said, they buy $10 billion worth of weapons. So if they chop an American legal permanent resident, it's okay. Soft power is the exact same as hard power. Soft power, embassies, diplomacy, exact same thing as military bases.
Pause again. See, he doesn't want the U.S. to have anything, to not export our way of life, not the globalist system that hijacked us for 50 years, but we're back, baby, and everybody's waving American flags and going, yeah, we want that. We're back, slimebag, and you don't, we're pulling out of these countries, dirtbag. You're the one that gets money from Gulf states. They get money from Saudi Arabia and Qatar on record, and then they sit there and then say that Crenshaw is. Let's continue.
Same thing as military bases. I can't do this. I can't do this. This guy has the understanding of foreign policy of like a 12-year-old.
Of the foreign policy.
What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Didn't he go to war and like literally lose his eye because some Mujahideen, a brave soldier, fucked his eye hole with their dick? Isn't that how he lost his dumbass eye? Because he got his eye hole fucked?
This is a deranged pervert. I apologize having to play that for everybody, but that's why I was so angry this morning. I mean, this is all completely out of control. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to your phone calls. Doug wants to make a good point because I see Beto said he was the anointed one, the chosen one, out in the desert, seemed like he was Jesus. Trump just said I was elected by the people and chosen. He looks up to God. Like a preacher says, I was chosen. I was anointed. God commissioned my heart to go into the seminary. I mean, that's a totally normal statement. And Trump's kidding. He's always been Christian as a traditionalist, but not really, Let me tell you, Trump has had conversations with me about the energy at churches and black churches particularly. We talk about energy at crowds, and that's the kind of, man, that's how me and Trump hook up, you know what I mean? Yeah, on the same wavelength. And it's all about energy, you see. And Trump's into it, and Trump loves Jesus. Here, let's go ahead and I'll go to your call. Doug, thanks for holding. Go ahead, from Connecticut.
Afternoon, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good. What do you want to chime in on about Beto and message to Trump, chosen one comment?
Well, I'll start with Trump. I haven't seen Trump yet make a comment that is stupid, I guess would be the word, because he puts the comments out and then the left rolls with it and they make, fools of themselves. So if you can't see that Trump is doing Christ-like things for this country and the world, if you can't see the opposite side of evil out there, you're not looking in the right place. What are they saying?
Well, sure. I mean, you know a man by his enemies, and evil is having a you-know-what fit. They are pulling their hair out.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen any. It's very spiritual. It's a spiritual war. That's what it is, Anyways, with Beto, I call him Beto the Dork, and I found out who I think they cloned him from. You know at the car dealerships, they have the flailing arm tube man there? He has the rhythm cadence of one of those things. And I was watching something on the Nazis last night, and Joseph Goebbels had the same distorted rhythm that Beto has. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Beto radiates con artist. He radiates a fraud. He radiates disingenuousness. I mean, just I can't look at him. He just radiates fraud. And you look at Trump, he just radiates reality. I mean, I'm sorry. My spirit goes, that's the truth. That guy's for real. And my gut's never wrong. I look at Beto or Bill Clinton. They call him a good speaker. I mean, I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton looks like a jack-o'-lantern demon. And then Beto O'Rourke, you know, yeah, pull back on that image for TV viewers. He's got his hands in his pockets, you know, or behind his back like Ronald Reagan would do. It's all phony. And notice, he was their Messiah from the desert. He was their Jesus of Nazareth. Where is he now? Where did his campaigning in Mexico get him? Where did his blaming America for the Antifa guy? Oh, yeah, that's what it was down there in El Paso. It got him nowhere. Nowhere, Doug.
Another thing, I just want to know, like, we got Pedro the Dork here. I'm wondering where these people get their names, right? We got Epstein's girl there.
Stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Yeah. Finish up, Doug. Then Josh, Charles, Chris, Jacob, Ryan, and Ronnie. And then the big Google whistleblower in studio for round two. Google is going to have a heart attack.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Phone calls, please don't forget you're not supposed to listen to this show or watch it. That means if you are tuned in and watching or listening, you are an ambassador for this forbidden broadcast. So the David Knight program, weekday mornings 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., yours truly, Alex Jones, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the War Room, Owen Schroyer, kicking butt, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central, more shows coming in September. Okay, I want to go back to Doug and a bunch of others just briefly. We have to end this special. It was a store-wide 50 to 60% off. We sold out of more than 30 items, most of the water filters, just a whole bunch of stuff because the deals were so good. I mean, literally, I was making like $35 on the water filters that are the competitors are like $300. We usually sell them for $250, discounted to $170-something. It's ridiculous. And we've got a few of those Pro Pures and Alexa Pures left that are great bottles, but it was the big models everybody bought up. Ultimate Krill Oil. Back in stock. I'm going to pull that this weekend for 50% off because it's so popular now. It's almost sold out in 2 weeks. Brain Force Plus, Knockout Bodies, it's all 50% off to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the World Awakens Mega Sale, which is going to have to end on Monday. And you can't watch this documentary that I'm in. A lot of others are in. They weren't going to put it out on DVD. I think it's a good film. So I worked with them and said, I'll buy a bunch if you'll make them. And so we did. And so we've got that. No reviews yet. It's kind of a sad film, but it's good to show leftists. It's a good film. Little bit of the editing, you know, like, well, I'm not going to get into it. Because in the extras, it's even better. It's a whole bunch of extras. Really good film. You can't watch this. Watch it. Give it to the library. Pay it forward. Leave it at the barbershop, whatever. That's how we win the info war. Okay, Doug in Connecticut. You got another point you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got some 2020 presidential news, but first I just want to ask you, where do these people get these names? I mean, you got Epstein's girlfriend there, Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, that's like some girl you knew in high school or something, you know? Then you got Pete Buttigieg over there, Dick Painter, and let's not forget, like, Buck Sexton.
Well, but sure. Anyway. I mean, it's like Dirk Diggler. All of this is a joke. Beto is not his name. I appreciate your call. When you're down in Mexico, you see people named Beto, but it's just made up. They're carpetbaggers, and I just see a carpetbagger as anybody coming from one place to another to abuse people they see that are rural. And the O'Rourke's are just, in my view, a criminal syndicate, and his wife and his father-in-law are just horrible globalists. And so he's just a criminal. That's all he is. And so if he can, like, go, oh, I'm Beto, Hispanics can't stand that. Everybody can't stand being manipulated like that. I mean, imagine if I was a car salesman and I walked out to a Hispanic family and I just expected they don't like America and that they don't speak English. And I go, would you like taco? And, oh, how you do? I don't like America. They'd be like, well, I'm not buying a car. I love America. It's the way they treat people, and it's rich white people. And I'm not just saying that to get brownie points bashing white people, because that's in. It's weird billionaire white people that have no connection to reality that play all these race games. Trump comes from his dad, who was blue collar, self-made. Trump worked all the blue collar folks. He knows how to get stuff done. He's a guy that gets down in the trenches. And he just straight shoots the same. You ever hear Trump put on a weird accent for some group of people? You ever heard me do that? I've been around liberals, and you'll have a Hispanic waiter, and they'll go, how you do? And the person's like, I'm doing just fine. It's condescending. It's a joke. And all the studies show liberals virtue signal and dumb their words down for minorities. I mean, if a black person walks over to me, I don't go, how are you doing today? Can you talk? I mean, it's so insulting. Be around white liberals, man. I've been around my whole life seeing it. They will talk to Hispanics and black folks like they're idiots. It's disgusting. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I'm out of control here. Josh from Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything that you have shown me over the years. I want to plug the iodine X2. I've been taking it for like 3 weeks, and we found out a couple days ago that my wife is pregnant. So that was awesome. I wanted to talk about Trump being the chosen one. I mean, just all across the board, man, that guy is so smart. Like, he'll say something, and you won't see anything for like 3 or 4 weeks, and then all of a sudden you'll see him bring that back into play. The pedophile.
And that's why they all say he's so dumb. It's why they all say he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, he's senile. Meanwhile, Joe Biden cannot say a single sentence. I watch his speeches. I'm like, oh, maybe these are compilations. And I'll watch a speech when it's on TV. And it's like, wow, I'm 3 minutes in. He's done two gaffes. He's mumbling every other word. This is unwatchable.
Yeah, they have to be in panic mode right now. And it's so funny because there's no way anybody up there is going to beat Trump. One other thing I wanted to say is a couple of weeks ago you mentioned Shepherd's Chapel. And, man, I used to listen to them for years. And it's almost like that's the only place I can go and, like, really get a good study of the Bible. Churches nowadays, they, like, say one scripture and then they give a whole sermon on, like, some man-made thought. But, like, you are, like, the Shepherd's Chapel, man, like really getting down to the nitty gritty. And
well, here's what I try to do. I try to be honest. And so when I'm angry and stuff, I'm angry on air. And sometimes it sounds like I'm being pretty nasty. I'm just being real, how I feel at a gut level. And I'm worldly. I have a fleshful side. That's the rose colored, darkly. I love God. I have the Holy Ghost, all of it. But I am a worldly, mean, aggressive person. And I don't like being pissed on. And I'm just here trying to get conservatives and Christians, no matter what color you are, and just veterans, gun owners, people that want to be free, just stop rolling over. You don't need to go out and have a war or bomb something or shoot somebody. Don't do that. Obviously, you're not. You need to aggressively defend your ground and aggressively start shooting your mouth off and then also reaching out to others that are on the fence. This is a war. They want to bully us, and they're not going to get what they're looking for. As I've said a million times, I don't know how it's going to end for InfoWars. But I don't know how it ends in the end for everybody, and we win. But if they want to fight, they better believe they got one. God bless you. Okay, Josh, thank you. Charles in Colorado, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Good talking to you.
Hey, no, it's because of you. I've been listening to you every day since back in 2015 when Trump came on there, was getting ready to run. And so that roller coaster ride of all the guests that you had talking about the Hillary Clinton and all that. But Donald Trump is the ultimate president. I cannot even begin to talk about everything that he's done. I don't see how people don't see what all this good stuff he's doing.
I mean, I've got to say, that's why he models himself after Andrew Jackson, because Andrew Jackson was even better badass than George Washington, and it's a close second for Washington, but, I mean, Jackson was like, you talk about anointed, you talk about unkillable. I mean, they basically said the guy was a zombie. I mean, you could shoot him, stab him, whatever. He worked 3 days in a row, no sleep, never defeated. I mean, he was the real deal. He was in war from ages 10 to 16 in the Revolutionary War as a message runner. He was killing people by 11. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, talk about Commando, Conan the Barbarian, it was Andrew Jackson. But absolutely, Trump is amazing. And we should celebrate the fact that he's amazing compared to all the trash we've had. They don't want us to celebrate Trump. They want us to be embarrassed. I will celebrate Trump more than ever. I realize that's key to do. What do you say?
I'm definitely the most important thing I think he's done on a spiritual level is he's exposed everything that we've been talking about.
God bless you, Charles. Yes, it's a spiritual battle. That is the critical key. We'll be back with Ryan, Ronnie, and others, and our special guest in studio. Stay with us. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe. Let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money.
But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Even more in depth, your questions coming up. Zach Voorhees, the Google Edward Snowden level leaker of their attempt to steal 2020, their attack on 2016 coming up. We'll finish up with these calls and just continue throughout the broadcast. Vox Day coming up as well, Matt Bracken. But here's one of these great little promo pieces that's up at memeworld.com that the great Carpe Donctum has launched. Memeworld.com. You think they blocked your memes? You think they censored you? They can't stop you sharing that URL. Victory or death, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the latest from MemeWorld.com.
Okay, odds are you're one of the people in America who's better off today than 3 years ago. And now you've got some smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your ass and another in your pocket. So at a time when taxes are down, jobs are up, and the economy is way up, it'd be nice if there were a candidate who had more to offer than making you pay for other people. Well, the eagle has landed. Say hello to President Donald J. Trump. He ain't just making America great again. Trump's doing things no president has ever done before. He's keeping promises, packing courts, defending the border, rebuilding our military, and making Chuck Schumer cry like a schoolgirl with two skin knees. This president is 6'3" of let's put America first. And oh yeah, immigration, jobs, drug prices, nobody's got better numbers. The game has changed, and the Democrats are officially f***ing crazy. So keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
At something, three, wicked. Great patriot. So excited to see the wonderful work over at MeanWorld.com. Remember, I was talking to Carpe Diem off air before he was at the White House, and he said, yeah, they're censoring the Donald, and everything's getting shut down. And I said, you need to build a site where somebody needs to do it, and I'm not good at all that. We're overwhelmed. He said, it's funny. I'm looking into that. What do you think of these URL names? And I said, great. And then the day he launches it, they ban it on Facebook, but it still went viral. Everyone should tweet memeworld.com because memes are how people communicate now. It's really art. It's modern political illustrations. And Google and Facebook and Twitter have made it public enemy number one. Again, I harp on this because they wouldn't let the RNC put out a meme. It's just a card. Like, you know, a rock band says, come to our show, and it has some art and some images and, you know, a saying. It's art advertising something or promoting an idea, imparting something. And they said, oh, you can't say that because some people aren't women. That's the level of cult-like mental illness beyond 1984. Now, Zach Voorhees on Twitter at Perpetual Maniac. Before you get into part two and phone calls and just, you know, you're the big whistleblower. As other whistleblowers have said, you are the Edward Snowden with the data dump you put out. It's massive, and I want to get into so many areas with you today. But first, what has it been like for you in the last 3 weeks since you emerged, since you went public, since you resigned from Google?
This disclosure has turned into a cultural movement. It's a snowball that keeps on getting larger and larger and larger. And it turns out that everyone's had problems with Google censorship, especially the content creators on YouTube. And they're all looking for, you know, someone that is going to bring them together in order to unify the voice so that we can confront Google and hold them to their own standards of representing the user, representing their voice, and making the world's information, like, universally accessible, which is one of their mission statements. And they're not beholden to their own mission statement, and we're going to hold them up to their own standard. So, you know, this is a cultural movement. I didn't realize how big this was going to get, but here we are, and I'm dedicated to pushing this as far as we can take it.
We were talking last night or yesterday afternoon. You were really eloquent. We were in there having lunch together, and you were almost shaking, and it was almost religious. You were talking about the weight off you, but getting into it more, and how good it's felt to do this versus what it was like being awake at Google the last few years, the last three of your eight, and feeling dirty and bad, because that's the greatest currency in the universe. Kind of repeat what you said over salad.
Yeah, so, you know, when I was at Google, I was part of this system of what I would call cultural subversion. It didn't start off that way, but that's what it became. And I felt guilty because I was taking money from the system, and it was giving me a very comfortable life, and it was sort of buying my silence. And I felt that I was personally being enriched, but that I was doing something, I was part of something that was fundamentally evil. And so, you know, when I came forward and I disclosed what Google was really doing to the population, it was an act of an atonement. You know, I was taking this burden that was on my soul and I was releasing it. And
true alchemy, spiritual alchemy. You were transmuting it.
I was transmuting it. I was transmuting this thing that was, for lack of a better word, sinful, and turning it into an act of disclosure, an act of awakening, an act of revelation for the people to understand what's really going on.
Well, that's the thing. The left always acts like you can come to them for redemption, but you can only get redemption with your own soul and your own personal decisions you make with the universe. And the left and all the studies are the most unhappy people out there because they're not real liberals. Classical liberals, you know, were the most happy people in older studies. Now the terms mean nothing. But people say, man, you're such a hero, never backing down. I am as high as a kite on this. When I plug into telling the truth, I get high, too much energy. It's people say, what drugs are you on? Other than like caffeine and occasionally some alcohol or whatever, nothing. But I'm surging with this because it's human destiny, it's spirit, it's will. And so people call up thanking me. I'm like, you're thanking me for doing this? Any persecution or attacks or pain is nothing compared to the ecstasy of telling the truth.
Right, and someone that is armed with the truth and researches it is able to confront people that have, you know, that they are credentialed through the system. And you can go to them and you can say, look, like, this contradicts what you're saying. And if you know that truth, then you can, you know, take down entire castles that are built on a foundation of
lies. Well, that's it. Truth's so powerful. Even though they suppress it, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, when they suppress it, it's when it explodes.
That's right. You know, they can only...
It's like a nuclear reaction.
And the reason why it's a nuclear reaction is because they're pushing back against this truth. And they can only push back against it for so long and so hard until the truth builds up like a dam of water and the whole thing comes out. You know, and right now what we're seeing is we're seeing the cracks in that dam form. And the dam is starting to break. And so...
And they know it. They're all running to emergency bunkers and building airfields in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, they're terrified. They're terrified, you know, of the truth coming out. They're terrified...
Because with all that money and power, they want to screw little kids? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the, you know, the subversion. It's actually a really complicated subject of why that happens. And I didn't want to believe it until... But as a psychologist, as one of my backgrounds, I was like, well, if this exists, then there's going to be a lot of people coming to a therapist. And it turns out that there's this whole organization of therapists that are treating satanic ritual abuse victims. And it was like estimated there's like 2 million.
Well, I personally have run into it. I didn't believe this back 25 years ago when Ted Gunderson and all these high-level FBI was telling me this. And these are like really famous, smart, you know, professional dudes. I'm like CIA, Vietnam veteran colonels and stuff. And I thought, these guys are crazy. I'd be sitting around with these guys. They were really, Alex, you got exposed. It's really real. And now it's all true.
Yeah.
People think I'm the guy that exposed all this. No.
No, 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 no. This has been going on. This has been burning very slowly. And the fact that it's been covered up by the media means that they're in on it. And the rest of the media that kind of doesn't talk about it is because they know that, well, they've seen what happens when people talked about it, like in the 80s and the 90s. They get their careers destroyed, and they get slandered, and then they end up in prison. And, you know, people are scared to talk about this, and so as a result of this, like, conspiracy of silence...
That infects everybody else, and that's how they get compromised.
Yeah.
You wanted to hit something big, though, when we come back. So tell us what's coming up briefly.
We're going to talk about how we got here with the left, and we're going to be talking about cultural subversion, and then we're going to be talking about tactical operations on how to take down the thought police.
This guy is smart cookie. Zach Voorhees is our guest, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We'll finish up some of these callers, too, and then open the phones up for questions for him. Stay with us and spread the live feed. We're live at Infowars.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your life.
livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Only way it spreads, like a virus, as CNN said, is you spreading it. Thank you so much for spreading the cure for the globalist disease, the anti-human New World Order disease, the pro-human future, newswars.com, infowars.com, summit.news that Paul Watson's heading up, and other great sites like memeworld.com. That's not the site I run, but it's definitely a new exciting site they're scared of and trying to suppress, memeworld.com.
They're even intercepting it when people message each other through WhatsApp, and they're like, check out Meme World, and then WhatsApp is intercepting that message and deleting it.
That's the next level, your personal text messages, and still Trump doesn't act. We'll talk about it with the Google insider, Zach Voorhees, here in a moment. But first, they're trying to intimidate us. Here's Joe Biden, who can barely talk, molesting a microphone creepily. Oh, we'll show you the pain. Hey, we're awake now. We weren't under your control because we were intimidated. We were asleep, Biden. Here it is.
He thinks he's being tough. But like everything else, he's always tough when he's not the guy getting hit. He's always tough when someone else is feeling the pain. And he's not.
And he's not.
But we're going to make him feel the pain.
What a creepy person. Oh, yeah, Trump's not feeling any pain. He's lost billions of dollars, over 1,000 lawsuits against him. They're attacking his whole family. They're trying to put him in prison, trying to say he's a Russian agent when they're the globalist. I mean, this is an amazing point. Zach Voorhees, the biggest Google whistleblower. You say more is coming. I want to get into this in calls next hour, but I want to get into your next big area where you want to expose how the manipulation takes place to a wider audience. and really get people, as you said, the Socratic method to look it up for themselves. Very exciting perspectives you have. But specifically, the attempt to bully, the attempt to intimidate. I know we're going to see a lot more whistleblowers come out. I know that Google's been really scared of that. The New York Times, I had this New York Times serpent, part of this operation I talked to one day in person here in Austin, and they came down to one of my court cases. And when I said, don't worry, the leakers are coming, humanity's awakening, you won't stop America, she started shaking. I mean, these people are literally like Gollum creatures from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and they get triggered really easily. And so the question is, like, why are there so many people that are in this state of mind? And the answer to that is a process called ideological subversion, which is a an agenda-driven toolkit of mind control. And the reason why we know a lot about this is because we had a KGB defector in the 80s by the name of Yuri Bezmenov, who came and described and disclosed what the KGB were doing in order to flip a nation and turn them into Soviet Marxist-Leninism, is what he described.
Well, it's cultural Marxism to sabotage the nation. And people will say, oh, see, it's a Russian conspiracy. No, the U.S., working with the British, or the foundations in 1917, took over Russia, and then psychologists and psychiatrists in Europe and the U.S., ran the attacks through the Soviet and then reprojected the attack out of Russia back at the West, just like the globalists run China today and reproject the attack.
Right, and Yuri Bezmenov was responsible for that ideological subversion program in Pakistan, and he didn't actually understand what the repercussions of what he was doing were going to be, but what ended up happening is that all his friends got murdered because not his friends from Russia, but his friends in Pakistan that he was talking to, because he was collecting these intellectuals and reporting back to the Soviets what they were doing, and they all got killed. And so he came out and defected to the United States in order to warn us that this was coming to the United States. And so if we can load up that first video at Mark 120, what we're going to see is sort of the definition of what ideological subversion is at a high level.
Here it is.
The Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion. What do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There is no mystery. There is nothing to do with espionage. I know that espionage intelligence gathering looks more romantic. It sells more deodorants through the advertising, probably. That's why your Hollywood producers are so crazy about James Bond type of thrillers. But in reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all.
It's infowar.
According to my opinion, and opinion of many defectors of my caliber, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of American
Let's capitalism. Keep going.
The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and
all these strong women
experts would even dream of such a tremendous success.
Oh, yeah.
Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information.
And that's Antifa.
Tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Right, and then it'll be too late.
And yeah, so it's really important to, if we can just pause it right here, is that a lot of people are like, what?
I was airing that on Access TV 25 years ago.
Were you? Yeah, it's great.
I'm not bragging. It's just, I haven't played that in years. I'm glad you mentioned it.
There's so much footage.
But it's dead on. And then once you start it, it keeps rolling. But it didn't come out of Russia. The infection was sent because the globals had a dictatorship. Once they took the czars out to do it in Russia, they did it in China as well. Then they redirected it back at us.
Right. And so people are like, well, who are they? Right. And specifically, if you want to research this yourself, I want to ask a question to the audience. Who is the Tavistock Institute? And what did they have to do with the Beatles? And when you look at like their involvement, what you'll see is that a lot of these, what we thought were organic cultural movements, were actually designed by social engineers to capture the youth of America. And what they had was a long multi-generational plan to change the perception of reality for the citizens of America.
And that's all declassified.
This is all declassified.
It's not an opinion. And it's not even so much what the music is. It's what the Beatles say politically. And, of course, you know, John Lennon revolted against that. And at the end, we had the letters from Senator Strom Thurmond saying, kill this son of a bitch. And they did.
They did. They got rid of him. And a lot of the cultural heroes that we have end up dying, before their time. And Bob Marley was one of them, John Lennon. And if, anyone who breaks free comes under danger. Like, look at Yee. Like, he went, off script and started, supporting Donald Trump and trying to wake up the masses, saying the whole system is lying.
They tried to put him in a mental institution.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, he's in a mental institution. That's all you heard about it. And then you look in to, what he was really saying, and you're like, oh, no, he wasn't crazy. He was just going off script and going against the manufactured narrative that's being pumped into the minds of Americans.
And it scared him so much. We got to play a little minute intro promo when we come back. So I want to open the phones up. These callers are another subject, but it's all the same subject, divide and conquer and toxic culture. So we'll take those calls from Ryan and Ronnie. Then we'll open the phones up again specifically to talk to Zach Voorhees and get into your questions for the most important Google whistleblower, certainly the most courage and the most prolific. And they're trying to not respond to it. When I heard he was going on Fox today, I thought, man, somebody's going to kill that at the higher levels. And so far, they rescheduled it. So we want to have this break out. Only you can make sure it gets out there. So spread the light, Lex.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.